globalists that engineered World War I, World War II, that put the communists into power in China and now admit it. They are setting up a global killing field to have their way with us. They are setting up a global police state to carry out eugenics operations against us while we suck our thumbs and argue about just exactly who runs the whole global crime syndicate. The answer is evil people working together in combine. They're busy carrying out their operation. We need to warn the people with the basic info to wake up the biggest mass of people we can to discredit the government, discredit the elites, and then move on to the next level. That's always been my goal, and thank God we've been effective to some extent. We'll be even more effective if you get involved in the fight out there, some of you that have been on the bench, and come in for the big win. Take a few calls for Sully Castillo, joins us with big news. Chris in Texas, then John, Chris, Fred, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Chris.
Hi, Alex. I just had a couple of quick things. One was I'm waiting on the edge of my seat for something from Jim Tucker. I was wondering if you had heard anything or I missed it.
I got Jim's home phone number, and I got his office number, and we told him three times the time zone, and he said he'd be on at 1 our time, and then he thought it was 1 his time, and then he's off today, and he's not answering at home, and I really think him and Estelin are trying to find out what really happened and if they did meet last week, and I don't think they know, and I think that's why it's kind of hard to get him on. But we had him lined up, and then he wasn't here, so we'll find out either Sunday or Monday. You should know.
Okay. Another quick thing I had was in Burma with the juntas. What country in their right mind would let American military come in?
Well, I mean, four days into it, they were saying we were bad. They were bad for not letting the quote U.S. in. But our own government for 5 days gave no aid in Katrina and then came and took guns. Go ahead.
That's right. And, are we really trying that hard? I mean, can it be part of the big plan to you let a lot of people die?
You know what? Governments can't help you, and they won't help you even if they could.
Yeah.
And that's just what they are. They're a bunch of dirty parasites, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're there to suck and feed off of you. Most of the lower-level people are idiots who couldn't make it in the free market, and the rest of them are a bunch of control-freak criminals that want to suck off people. Now, that's on average. Anything else?
That's it.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling. Let's go ahead now, and who's up next here in line? Who should I? John in New York, first-timer. Go ahead, sir.
And hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, this is John Paul. I'm in We Are Change New York. I'm in the airport here in New York. I'm coming down to see your new movie. I can't wait for a 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. Alex, I want to say to everybody in the truth movement, truth is rising. Liberty is rising. Sovereignty is rising. And when it comes to its peak, we're going to be more powerful than the New World Order ever hoped they'd be. And the tyranny is never going to have a dream of coming again. And everybody in We Are Change, I love you. And everybody in the Ron Paul crowd, I love you. And let's keep doing it, and we're going to do it all the way. And I'm with you every day, Alex. This is the first time I ever got through to you, but I'm with you every day.
Well, you're awesome.
Brother.
Hey, I hope you've already got your tickets, because the Saturday's sold out and the Sunday's getting close.
All right. Well, I'll see what the boys in Austin can do for me, but I hope to see you, Alex, and God bless everybody out there.
You bet. You bet. I appreciate your call. It almost discourages people to come, because 90-plus percent of the time, we turn away hundreds from each showing. And then people stop going because they think they can't get in. And then every once in a while we have a show that doesn't fill up because of that. But they hold like 20 tickets at the door. So there's 20 tickets left. They'll sell the hour before it opens, Saturday. Same thing on Sunday. And they set out a few folding chairs sometimes, too. They try to get you in. I'll be there giving a speech. We'll be right back with Sully Castillo.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream
of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Associated Press is reporting, the Houston Chronicle is reporting that, quote, U.S. government-trained paramilitary Mexican troops have, quote, turned over to the drug dealers. Sela Castillo, 3 years ago on this very radio show, we wrote articles for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, came on and said, no, they've been trained by the U.S. to go after drug cartels that aren't paying their cut to U.S. banks, that the U.S. government shipping in the majority of the narcotics. He, of course, was the highest-level DEA agent in Latin America, witnessed government narcotics, cocaine shipments out of El Apongo Airport. He blew the whistle on that, and he joins us. He, of course, was a Marine Corps sniper, an Army sniper, in Vietnam. He was then a police officer on the border, and then, of course, he worked for the DEA. And he's written a book. He's been on Nightline and Dateline, all these big shows exposing it. He's in the film American Drug War, available at Infowars.com. It's been airing on Showtime. The federal prosecutors, when he tried to expose the BATF in South Texas, said, we're coming after you. They set him up on gun charges and are doing that now. And our listeners have raised him some well-needed money for a retainer with his lawyer. And we really salute the listeners for that. But going back to Sela Castillo now to first get his take on what the Houston Chronicle and others are reporting 3 years after he said it. Several years after he reported that Latin American death squads have been rehired by the CIA to go to Iraq to kill people. That came out in the mainstream news. So he just has incredible sources. Sela, have you seen the Houston Chronicle admitting that Congress has admitted that the U.S. is funding groups, quote, killing American citizens, carrying out hits as, quote, far north as Dallas?
Certainly. certainly. I like you said it before, that I have been talking about this for quite a while. And one of the reasons, Alex, that I happen to know this, because when I was working the gun shows, and I had access to all kinds of walkers of life that came up here, from the Setas to U.S. Blackwater guys and so forth, that would come up to me, and they would tell me that they were trained, the people that we trained down in Central America, the Caibiles, the Finches in South America, and they're all coming down here and working for the cartels now. And it was part of a U.S. government. We also had, I don't know if you recall, we had 30 Iraqi, U.S. Iraqi veterans that went into Monterrey, Mexico, and were involved in a big shootout, and all 30 of them got whacked. And they were all part of working for the paramilitary for the Mexican army in Monterrey, Mexico. So that was happening, and those are 30 U.S. veterans that are never to be seen or found again.
Now let's be clear: what percentage? I've seen numbers as high as 85% of the cartels work with the big central banks, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Federal Reserve banks, to launder it, and are shipped in on CIA aircraft. Do you think 80%+ is an accurate number? And then who are some of the cartels and smaller drug dealers that are breaking up their monopoly that they're waging war on? Because from what I get from you and others and what the news is now admitting, this is a cartel war with the U.S. back, just like they killed the communist FARC in Colombia because they're not paying the cut. Explain that to listeners, that there is a drug war, but it's only over who controls the drugs.
Exactly. And basically the military came by and... For the first time ever, Alex, you got to remember that the Mexican military have admitted that they do now have paramilitary people, which is part of U.S. Mercenaries, and we even have the Mossad Israelis working with the cartels and with the military paramilitary.
So, oh yeah, they're working right here in Austin. The evidence shows
they're
killing citizens.
Exactly. They even had a camp north of Edinburgh, Texas, that were training some of these people. So not only were they training in the south side of the river, but on the north side of the river. And, and they have plenty of access to the M16, the U.S. weapon that's used in our armies. They have access to just about every major weapon there is that's being utilized now.
And they've also killed a lot of feds and a lot of local police. So the local police now are cowed to them, and that's those that aren't on the payroll.
Exactly. And not only that, Alex, but they also have their intelligence inequities has reached to the highest level. They have several members of the ATF on their payroll. They have a couple of FBI agents. And they have a couple of several customs agents that have been working with them for many, many years. So their intelligence is very up to grade on it. You know, it's very high and it's very good. And they know exactly who's doing what, and they're up to par with it.
Now, when you were on with us 3 years ago, you said, when you said this at the time, you said, now they're going to come after me because you trained a lot of these people. You trained the death squads, as you have admitted. Then it was too much for you to learn that they were shipping the drugs back. And I guess they have come after you now. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the interview. But, Selly, specifically, tell us about the death squads you trained. And from what I get from you and others, and they admit they're doing hits as far north as Indiana and other papers that admits Indiana. This Houston Chronicle says killing people, truck bombs in Dallas. The media keeps it real quiet, though, normally. And this is the army of the New World Order now, is going to be Mexican and other Central American paramilitaries. And I want to be very clear about that and then go over some of your evidence for that. And how
absolutely.
You could report this 3 years before it came out in mainstream news.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So, Alex, and what happened is the Caibiles, the Ataclad out of Salvador, all those special forces units that we trained basically are very vicious individuals. They're the ones that decapitate the heads and the arms and manipulate the bodies and so forth, something that you had never seen before in the drug war of the cartels. And basically these people have no mercy, no remorse, no nothing, and they are now coming across. As a matter of fact, Alex, 3 weeks ago, the Venezuelan advisor that I worked with down in Salvador and Guatemala for 6 years. He was finally, and he worked for the CIA. He was finally gunned down and his body riddled with bullets 3 weeks ago in Guatemala because of his, you know, connections with training the death squad. His group that came in from Venezuela back in the 80s were instrumental in training the death squads, and myself was part of the...
How were you involved? Because, I mean, explain where you were attached, what you did. I mean, I've seen all the photos of you on the helicopters and the news articles, but...
Well, basically what I was, Alex, I was the advisor to the Guatemalan military G2. In other words, the Drug Enforcement Administration was the agent that was liaison, as they say, with the CIA and the death squads, which was the Guatemala counterintelligence unit. And basically what we did was when there was no funding, we used DEA funds to train these people. I'm talking about Dr. Regalao. I'm talking about what's his name, the guy that just passed away a couple of years ago who was the head of the death squad in Salvador, and Davison, Major Davison, Mayor Davison as he was known. All these people were part of the CIA contractors' assets, as they call them now, you know, that were part of the training of this. And I'm talking about about 1,000 or so death squads that were trained down in Central America. And now they're all working down here in the cartels, and they're working for the paramilitary. They're working for everybody who they're hired guns, basically. That's what they are.
Now, before it was even in Central and South American newspapers, you said almost 4 years ago here that they were going to send tens of thousands and already sent thousands of death squad members and new recruits out of Latin America to Iraq, and then it came out in the news years later. How did you find out about that?
Well, because I, when they were actually coming down here, Alex, I was being contacted by some of the SETAs and some of the cartels down there about the possibility of me training individuals down in Mexico.
Now, you said you believe they were really. You said you believe they were really trying to set you up to kill you, right?
Well, exactly, and basically, they did the second best thing and was to incarcerate me now for the rest of my life. And basically that's, you know, when I said the word that there were ATF agents on their payroll, that's when ATF came after me because of my knowledge that I had, my intelligence that I had gathered, and they didn't want to be embarrassed. So basically they came out after me so they could shut me down.
Well, you have total credibility, not only your presidential awards you've got from Reagan and Bush and all the news articles, the admissions, and your congressional testimony and Nightline and PBS and Dateline NBC. I mean, this is all documented. He's got a Showtime special on right now. We have the DVD, not even available in stores yet, but we have it, American Drug War. And Selly told us everything that was going to happen, and you said they were going to use him in the U.S. Now, who are these cartels they're fighting, and is and are the other cartels 20% of the heroin and cocaine, or what's the power breakup from your intel?
Well, my intel tells me right now that the military is actually now starting to run the cartels. That's why they came in down to the border and they did the process of elimination thing. And but yet there's the cartels are real huge, and you know, when you take one cell out, another one comes in.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you, and we'll hold you over past the 30 if you can, because this is so important. I got another guest coming on. That's exactly what all the intel shows. Is there now? They used to just let the cartels bring it in, pay their cut, and launder the money. The U.S. and Mexican government are now taking full control of the drug war, of the drug business for themselves, just getting rid of the middleman completely, and they're also going to use it as a hitman force here domestically. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely true.
Unbelievable. Stay there, Selly Costello. We'll give you his website, too, on the other side. So there you have it. I'll ask Selly on the other side. Bush doesn't want to just give Mexico $10 billion for the drug war now. 146, or is it 7? You can Google it. Billion to, quote, fight drugs. That's really the buy-off to win the war to control the drugs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Sally Costello, a few of us, be with us a few minutes into the next segment. And we got the guy that came up with the idea, the original Ron Paul Money Bomb, joining us. He decided to do a money bomb for InfoWars. And you better know that every cent of it will go straight into the heart of the New World Order, like black arrows being shot into a dragon. Because that's what I want. That's my goal, is to defeat these arrogant bastards. So our country isn't a drug-dealing cesspit of government scum. Sully Costello, American Heroes, on the line with us. Shelley, you heard make the point. Bush wants to send $146 billion to, quote, fight the drug war. That's full war funding. So I guess so they've decided don't even have middlemen now. Break it down for us.
Well, that's basically it. Remember that the, you know, the Colombians were handling the whole thing from the very beginning, the shipping and receiving and so forth, and now basically the Mexicans have got their own codes on the on their packages, and it's being run strictly by the military and the mercs down in Mexico. So we do have a big change of who's running the show now.
And they just killed the head of the FARC. I mean, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange on Reuters in 99, hugged him. There's a special U.S. law where, this is in mainstream news, where drug money can be laundered through the stock market, but your kid can get caught with 1 ounce of marijuana, they go to prison. And they finally killed the head of the FARC who refused to pay his cut to him.
Exactly, and that's been reported. I remember when the stock exchange went down to Colombia and tried to get them to invest that money into their star brokers and so forth, and basically you know, it's called the process of elimination. You know, they tried taking out the middleman now and just go straight to the source of the money.
And we know there's a lot of classified missions where they send in Marines and Army to kill people all over Latin America, and really those are rival drug gangs, aren't they?
Exactly, and it's basically now, you know, with Blackwater has gotten the approval not to go into Mexico. Basically, they're going to say that they're going to be training the soldiers and training the paramilitary, but in fact, they're going to be used as assassin groups to go in and take out, you know, anybody that's against the military. And that's basically what's going to happen.
$146 billion in 1 year to Mexico. That is about 20% of the Iraq war funding. I mean, I don't know if people ever realize, what do you think Mexico's going to do with the money Bush is going to give them?
Well, they're not going to do anything because the enforcement on the drug war has never worked, and there's a history to show that.
Well, no, they're going to use that money, aren't they, to go knock out their competition, right?
Exactly. They're going to be buying weapons and all kinds of explosives from the military. And you know, the guys, the freelancers are the ones who are going to be making the money. And you've got to remember right now here in South Texas, we got more banks than we do Circle K's or whatever. And you know, the banking system is building, you know, economic-wise, is terrible down here, but yet we got a bank in every corner now.
By the way, for folks that don't know, that's because the drug dealers then put their money in a bank and then loan it out 10 times what's in there in fractional reserve banking. Here in Austin, there is literally, you'll go to new, out in the middle of nowhere, and there'll be 15 banks just sitting there with no one visiting them. Just banks everywhere.
Yeah, they're just storing money, and one of the biggest banks here in Texas, called Texas State Bank, has just been bought out by a Spanish bank that is tied to laundering operations by the CIA. So there's a history to show that. So
and that's
now,
tied in with all the Austin officials,
exactly,
who all have their own private banks.
Absolutely, and now it's tied in with you know, it's been sold. And the bank out of Spain owns the bank, Texas State Bank now.
Man, it's incredible, Sally. It's like the corruption is just going wild right now.
Well, there's no checks and balances on anybody here with this administration. They're basically doing whatever they want to do, and they think they can walk on water. And I certainly hope that if a new administration comes in, that they'll put a stop to it. But, you know, we have more drugs today, Alex, than we did 5 years ago. So that's to tell you that there's no such animal as the war on drugs. And it's just a big monopoly on cornering the market on drugs and money.
Shelley, where's it going to end? I mean, I guess they'll just kill whoever they want. I guess we'll be, I mean, they're already killing reporters and bombing, and then the media keeps it quiet. I guess we're just all going to be third world slaves. What's going to happen?
Well, basically, that's what's going to happen, Alex. You know, as we know, 1 out of 10 Americans is incarcerated now, and that's going to shoot down to one out of five. And you know, they're building more prisons than there are schools and so forth. And we have more drugs today in the elementary level than we ever had before. So,
have you heard the latest? You're going to get 10 years in prison for speeding now. Stay there. We'll be right back with Sully Costello. Drug dealing government imprisoning all the good people with mindless idiot cops serving them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Let's go ahead and go to Sally Costello. In closing, Sally, give people your website. I know you want to, said you wanted to thank the listeners for the support they gave you. And give us a brief update on where your court case is going with them setting you up.
Okay. I was selected for jury selection for the 9th of June. But we've asked for some files from Iran-Contra, and we got a continuance, or we're asking for a continuance instead of the 9th. And basically, go to powderburns.org if you guys still want to buy my books or donate some money, because I know times are hard, and I have received some funds and a lot of prayers from a lot of people, and I do certainly understand that times are very hard, especially with the gas today and so forth, but if you find that little extra change, I certainly would appreciate it. Paid the attorney the retainer that he was asking for, and now I need to continue to pay him with
And his lawyer comes highly recommended?
Very highly recommended. He's an attorney out of San Antonio, Texas, who has over 30 years of working with the federal and knows the procedures and so forth. And he's a good attorney, very well recommended by different people from all over the state that recommended this guy.
Well, you have an incredible service record in the military, the police, and for the feds. And so I really, you know, hope that you're successful in defeating him on this petty gun charge. And it also makes me sick how they spend millions of dollars on these charges on people while all the real criminals run loose. But anything else you want to add, Sully Castillo?
If you guys are interested in emailing me at powderburns@prodigy.net, I would certainly help, speak to you or talk to you on exchange emails with you guys. But like I said, I still got plenty of books if you guys are interested in purchasing Powder Burns Cocaine Conscious in a Drug War. You can email me or you can actually call me at 956-345-5770.
And when the book is sold out, that's it. How many got left? A couple hundred?
That's exactly what I got. About a couple hundred left. I need the funds. So if you buy them, you'll get the last of the copies.
It's an excellent book. And aren't all those signed, too?
Yes, sir. They're all autographed personally by me.
Well, fantastic. Give them the website again.
It's powderburns.org or at powderburns@prodigy.net.
It's always shocking to me, Shelley, that we know the government brings in the drugs. They're always getting caught. A plane just crashed with 4 tons, CIA rendition aircraft. They had a blackout in our news about it, but it's all over the foreign press and admitted. And the cops will still pull you over or have a checkpoint and want to search people's cars for drugs. When you were a cop, did the cops know that the government shipped it in, or was it not until you were in the DEA in the 80s and saw it at El Apongo? I mean, had you heard stories before, or what?
Yeah. It's just like, for example, when I got pulled over by with ATF and DPS, that trooper went ballistic because when he saw my book, he said, "You're a conspiracy theorist," and he's shaking the book at my face and, saying, "This is what you talk about the government, that, the government that you belong to," and so forth. And he was just going off, and it basically, that's what it is. These people are being trained.
What did you say to this bedwetting punk?
I said to him basically in very simple words, he says, "What have you ever done for your government? I mean, when was the last time you exercised your constitutional rights, whether it was a protest or something?"
The police act like protests are evil. I saw a protest out of Orlando against the Scientologist, and I want to get them on, regardless of which side of the fence you're on that. The police come up and say, "You can't protest. You can't have a sign. You can't walk down the sidewalk." And the cops are just like monsters.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to get, believe it or not, I'm trying to get a whole bunch of veterans to go and protest. I started a new organization now. It's called Support Veterans with PTSD, Don't Prosecute Them. And I'm trying to get numbers of how many veterans have been arrested.
They'll probably arrest you saying you're not allowed, veterans aren't allowed to walk
exactly
down the street. But
imagine that. If we come to this point in this country where our veterans who fought for this constitutional rights are not allowed to protest.
Well, don't forget, they shot a bunch of them with machine guns for peaceably protesting, for their bonus checks decades after World War One.
Exactly. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the first time they like to kill. I love to kill the veterans. Yeah. They'll probably say that's what you fight for in the military, so cops can tell you have no right to walk down the street. Shelley, but I mean, to the average cop out there that doesn't know, I know all the detectives know because most of them are involved in it, and they're in vice. Explain to them what percentage of the drugs are laundered or shipped in directly by the government.
Well, very close to almost 100% of it. We go back. We started that crack epidemic. You remember that, Alex?
That's now declassified. I know.
Yeah, exactly. And there's been a couple of bipartisan investigations, congressional investigations, that have acknowledged that our government were complicit in drug trafficking.
So do you think that state police guy, as he was flipping out on you in the stage sting for, you know, selling a gun illegally or whatever without a permit?
I think what he was trying to do was trying to get a job with ATF or something, because he was really kissing up to their butt, and I'm telling you, very unprofessional.
So the 6 foot stack of horse dung was yelling at a true veteran, a Vietnam vet, a police officer, a DEA guy who went on all these raids and trained all these people and got shot at and the rest of it. He's sitting there screaming at you, saying you're a conspiracy theorist, violating your First Amendment, flipping out over your book.
Yeah, exactly. We have a guy who's a non-veteran who actually conspired against me, has not been arrested at all, even indicted. And this guy is not even a veteran.
But, I mean, describe exactly what this DPS guy looked like, what he was doing, and what you said to him.
He was about 6 foot tall and, you know, kind of a heavy built. His partner was an Anglo, a very professional individual. But that Latino guy, and they're the worst. You know, they tend to destroy their own people and just went off in front of everybody, trying to make an impression on them that I was a conspiracy theorist because of the book that I've written and so forth. Hey, you know, it's never read the book, so how
can you've testified to the Congress about this?
Yeah, exactly. And he has no idea or who I am. All he knew was that he was getting ready to arrest a former 20-year law enforcement officer. And that to him was going to be a big trophy for his name. So there we have guys, individuals like this who are brainwashed, who would think that everybody's a criminal. And when in fact, I've done more time in the criminal justice enforcement type than he ever will be.
All right, Shelley, well, give us an update next week, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex, for having me, and God bless everybody.
Thank you. All right, I really appreciate him coming on with us. It's Eric Nordstrom. Now, Jesse Elder was the original jazz musician in New York who had the idea of a money bomb. Then he gave the idea to Eric Nordstrom. I think it's important historically to know this, who carried the ball. Then Trevor Lyman, a marketing guy, came along later and picked it up. Well, here is Eric Nordstrom. He's the guy that first, you know, really made the initiation to set up the website, to do the Ron Paul money bombs. We promoted it here. The Ron Paul campaign told us on air without me soliciting that half the funds they got in the first half of their campaign was from this show. You, the listeners of this show. Ron Paul raised tens of millions of dollars. That money was well spent educating the public about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve. We know the Bilderberg Group. The Trilateral Commission meeting was very upset about the Ron Paul Revolution. It's ongoing. And I just want us to toot our own horn here. I want to toot your horn, Eric, and to show you how out of the loop I am. Last Wednesday, I'm about to go on vacation, and they go, "Have you seen this Ron Paul money bomb? I mean, this Alex Jones money bomb?" And I said, "No." I said, "What is it?" And they said, "Well, it's the same guy that originally did it." And I said, "Man, I don't know." And I said, "You know, I know we're thinking about doing this lease and starting this TV show and doing all this." And this is the first time I've talked to him. I talked to him during the break just now, and then this is the first time I'm talking to him, today, live on air. So let me just ask him, A, why are you doing this money bomb? Why did you decide to do an Alex Jones money bomb? Eric, why are you doing this? Can we bring Eric Nordstrom up?
What's that, Alex?
I'm sorry, Eric. Eric, can you tell people why you decided to do an Alex Jones money bomb?
Well, essentially, for the same reasons we wanted to do the Ron Paul money bombs, which is to educate the public. You know, Ron Paul's out there. He's trying to influence government and politics. But you yourself, Alex, you know, there's all kinds of alternative media. You know, we can only really turn to you guys to see what the heck's really going on. The mainstream media, we watch it. They cover various topics, and most of the time it's probably true, but they hide a lot of things. There's a lot of things they don't cover. Whereas organizations such as yours, you shine the light on everything. You leave nothing unturned. And I really do think that, you know, your organization there is kind of a lighthouse in the fog. And it's almost serving as a spear to pierce the thin veil of propaganda that we all receive day in and day out in the news.
And I am somewhat of a blowhard, but the stuff I talk about is the truth. And in deep fog, you need a loud,
yeah.
I mean, you need a loud noise.
Sure.
We need to get attention. We need to capture the people's minds and imagination and unlock their minds.
Absolutely. You know, as far as the history of the money bomb goes, there was a fellow out in England. He wrote a book called The Money Space Bomb, and the book was actually banned in England a while back, I want to say about 10 years ago. And the book actually had something to do with the fact that, you know, governments who have central banks tend to inflate their money, and after a while their money system implodes, and that's why he called it the money bomb.
Okay, so that's where the name came from. Go ahead.
Well, it didn't actually come from that. I actually found that out after I had gotten involved with Jesse Elder. Now, Jesse Elder, he had an opt-in email address where people could send him an email asking, you know, to donate $25 a week to Ron Paul's campaign. Soon after, a guy named James Sugra, he created a video called A Perfect Day.
Okay? Yeah, I saw
his
that.
His concept was for everybody to donate something on one single perfect day to kind of blast some money to Ron Paul to enable his campaign. James Sugra actually contacted Jesse Elder to do up a money bomb for a day, and Jesse Elder agreed. Soon after, Trevor Lyman also contacted James Sugra, and that's when Trevor Lyman put up the This November 5th .com website. Actually,
okay, let me find out on air with you now. Are you this isn't has nothing to do, though. This is what you're doing. This is Trevor Lyman involved in this?
No, he's not. I've tried to get him involved in a lot of the stuff that I've been doing, and I've never received an email from him.
No, that's fine. I'd rather, no. I mean, he's fine and dandy, but he's doing his own.
I'd rather have his support, you know. Sure.
Yeah. Well, we gave him our support, but that doesn't matter. Let's just keep him separate. I mean, I know I've hadn't done any strategizing with you, so we'll just do it out in the open here on air.
Yeah.
I mean, I pledge, you probably need to put this on the site, and I appreciate what you're doing. I will spend 100% of the money on cameras, computers, better office, you know, and I'm just now moving anyways the next month or two, and to produce what you could call freedom infomercials that wake people up. And it'll cause a self-replicating domino. I just wasn't sure if I had the capital myself because I don't focus enough on raising capital. This comes at a perfect time when I was on my vacation, not for 3 days. I was really thinking about, should I get a bigger office? Can I do this? Do I want the extra work? And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And I said, God, just show me a sign. And then the money bomb pops up. And I hadn't even talked about this really on air. And so I think it is something that needs to happen. What we'll do is we're going to have a PayPal account up there, and I'm going to have people here next on the 31st, two or three operators at my office where you can call with a credit card number if you wish, or you can mail checks that will get here by the 31st or there or around. I will give 100%, into the organization to fund it, 100%. None of it will go to me. It will all go to the infrastructure, to cameras, computers, and to developing. I want to start a once-a-week, two-hour TV show. And I'd like to try to get that on Dish Network or something within 3 months of this happening. And that'll be breakneck hard to do in and of itself. Then, within a month of doing the weekend show, I would try to start a 30-minute everyday show, which takes a lot of work and fiber optic or satellite uplinks. The airtime isn't what's expensive. It's getting it set up. And then it can get really big on Dish Network or one of the others. If we get a lower channel, it's more, a higher channel, less. I think we have the buzz and the people to grow it. And then I would like to build that within a year, into something like Democracy Now, which has a whole network, and is really becoming effective, but not liberal. We're talking libertarian, patriotic. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing the only way to make a change is, a lot of people like to throw that word around, but the only way to make a permanent worldview change, and what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of the people in the States, we kind of run our world based on a popular culture, a celebrity society. Let's got to go away, and we've got to try to remember that the bad guys out there are trying to divide and conquer us. There is no us and them. It's just we. You know, so we've got to basically support ourselves. We've got to get the word out. And if we're going to do that, we've got to get into the mainstream celebrity universe.
Well, that's it. And we hear a lot of pipe dreams. We hear a lot of other people who claim they're going to raise all this money and buy all these stations or do this or that. I never talk big. I just do it. Yeah. And so the thing is, I'm going, if I'm going to really upgrade my office, really do a TV show, really start another network, TV network, I mean, I'm going to really try it. I mean, I'm really going to go 18 hours a day and cough up blood if I have to. I mean, I'm not going to start something and not do it. And I've never, but the problem was, is I don't like asking for the money. I don't like making the money to do it, but I've got to do it. And this money bomb comes at a perfect time. I mean, when did you finally decide to do this?
I had flipped it around in my head kind of probably for the same reasons that you were last week. I mean, a money bomb is kind of a finicky thing. It can either bomb good or it can bomb bad. So whether to do it or not, you kind of have to gauge support, and you have to gauge, well, are these people ready to do it? Are they serious about supporting someone? Are they serious about getting the word out? Are they serious about fighting the bad guys? You know, and so I kind of decided, well, yeah, I think that the people that listen to Alex Jones, well, most of them got a pair, and I think that they're ready to actually do something.
Stay there, Eric Nordstrom. We'll come back in the final 5 minutes. Sorry to some of the callers, we're out of time. 5 minutes, we'll talk more about the Money Bomb. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Links to it up on InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
And a lot of people shot their mouths off about real TV networks. There's a lot of people that don't know what it's like to really work in this movement. Well, who's the workaholic? Who's the maniac? actually take action and get it done. You. That's right, it's not me. You're the ones that'll make it happen. You're the ones that'll turn it loose. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to step it up a notch against the New World Order. Go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and pledge. We're going to have a 1-800 number up there for you by next week to call on the Money Bomb Day and a PayPal. And if it's successful, we'll launch it in 3-4 months when we start a TV show. We'll have another bomb in the bomb to go to the next level and start the network. And hell, we'll even publish the financials on it. You know me, I don't talk, I do it. Because, and it's a lot of work, folks, a lot of stuff we're facing to do this. And people can say, oh, it won't work, you won't be the new world order with that. So what? We're taking action. You know, I'm not here to talk, I'm here to take action. Going to Eric Nordstrom, really the critical guy that got the money bomb going, and then Lyman and others picked it up. Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and I apologize I haven't called you till now. I was kind of apprehensive and was just going to try to get more sponsors and raise more money. But and however much it makes, and what is there, like close to $30,000 has been pledged. And in your experience, because I haven't really talked to you guys, but doesn't usually more money get given than what is pledged, or what happens?
It goes up and down. It's hard to tell. But, yeah, quite often you'll have certain pledges or a certain amount of pledges, and then whatever has been pledged, usually on the day of the actual donations, more money winds up being poured in than what was advertised.
Okay, well, I better get off my hind end. I mean, off my hind end. I've been working to midnight every night for the last few months, but I'm going to get a phone number. I got a bunch of phone numbers, but we'll get an easy number to call here. I got to get some extra people in this little hovel to try to answer the phone that day in case they shut down our PayPal. They play all kinds of games, so they can't stop us. They've done that to a lot of other people, and we'll do it, and we'll try to confer with you. And I'm just going to go with my main PayPal. We'll post that whenever you want. And then we'll problem is setting up a new one. Then they have limited amount how much can be given to a new one. There's a lot of weird problems in this. But well, we'll figure it all out in the next few days.
And Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do I have a couple seconds? I just wanted to say something to the folks that are listening out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is an info war. And, yeah, it's the name of a show, but it's also actually and truly an information war. And if you dive into a little of Sun Tzu, there's three primary powers. There's knowledge, there's wealth, and then there's force. You could always symbolize them as the sword, the treasure, and the scroll. Interestingly, our government's set up that way. The executive branch is the sword or the force. Congress is the treasure or the wealth. And the judicial branch is the scroll or the knowledge. Basically, any one of these three forces can be used to obtain the other two. Once you have all three, of course, then you're God, you're king. But the key is if you have a servant such as our government, you have to balance those powers.
You know what? I've been running over you. We're going into overdrive. Overdrive, baby. Stay there, okay? Eric, we're going to call you back on my local studio line, okay? You got his number, right? I am it to my guy for me, John. Thank you. We're going to call you back, Eric. We're going to do 10 minutes on the other side in InfoWars Overdrive. I want to say bye to all the M&FM affiliates, everybody else. But for Internet listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to come back into Overdrive with Eric Nordstrom with InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Everybody else, I'll see you this Sunday. Big show, 4 to 6 p.m. and at the Alamo DraftKings, South Lamar. Go to InfoWars.com right now to hear the Internet feed. Everybody, if you want to hear the rest of this, I am impressed with Eric Nordstrom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.